relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
America First, Magnificent.
Welcome, friends. Welcome, friends. Yes, indeed, Magnificent. That's why we're here. We're here to push back on the craziness, the lies, the prevaricators, the propagandists, and win the war for America's soul. I'm your host, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump. In the midst of the corona craziness, the China virus, I think it was Friday, I started to read to you the timeline, the true timeline of where the coronavirus, the Chinese Wuhan virus, came from. Popular segment here because we had the dates. It's based upon my sources in the administration. I'm going to keep reading because I had to stop at the point at which I was going to discuss the cover-up, the Chinese cover-up. And this is where it gets very, very interesting. Before I do that, the president's tweet is really the question of the age right now from 11:50 p.m. Eastern last night. This is the question. Until next Monday, when the 15 days expires, this is what we have to work out. We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. At the end of the 15-day period, we will make a decision as to which way we want to go. Because some treatments may kill the patient, and that's not what we wish to do. We have 1 week left, and the president is clearly very frustrated. Some of the advice he's getting is not the right advice. Let's return to the actual source of it all, which is China and how they lied about the virus that was released from their territory. So this is from my sources in the White House, in the administration. The cover-up begins on December the 26th of last year. Hubei, the province where the virus broke out, Hubei's health commission orders a genomics company, a company that identifies the genome of viruses, to stop testing for the virus and destroy any samples. 5 days later, Chinese internet authorities begin censoring the internet for terms on social media such as Wuhan unknown pneumonia, SARS variation, a Wuhan seafood market, and any keywords that are critical of the government's handling of the infection. That's stunning. December 31st last year, the Chinese administration starts to censor the internet of mentions of the Wuhan virus. The next day, January 1st, 8 doctors in Wuhan who warned about new virus reports via social media in late December, including Dr. Li Huanliang, are brought in for questioning and condemned for, quote, making false statements on the internet. Dr. Li, this is right out of the 60s, out of the Cultural Revolution. Li is forced to write a self-criticism saying his warnings, quote, had a negative impact. You can't take the communist out of Chinese CPP, can you? Same day, Hubei Health Commission orders genomics companies to stop testing and destroy all samples of the virus. The Wuhan authorities close the city's seafood market, then disinfect it without swabbing individual animals or cages or drawing blood from workers, eliminating any evidence of which animal might have been the source of the coronavirus and which people may have been infected but survived. January 5th, Wuhan Municipal Health Commission stops releasing daily updates on new cases of the virus. That's incredible. January 5th, they stop any information on new cases. 5 days later, prominent Chinese government expert Huang Gyongfa tells the state broadcaster China Central Television that the Wuhan phenomena was, quote, under control and, quote, mostly a mild condition. 2 days later, Professor Zhang Yongzhen's lab in Shanghai is closed by the authorities for, quote, this is Orwellian, rectification. I guess they had to change the data. 1 day after his lab shared genomic sequence data with the world for the first time. That's from the South China Morning Post. January 14th. Plainclothes police detained journalists trying to report from Wuhan's Jingyantang Hospital, forced them to delete their TV footage and hand in their cell phones and cameras for inspection. Yeah, China's saving us, right? Right, New York Times, right, Washington Post? China's saving us from the Chinese Wuhan coronavirus. Next day, Li Kuan, head of the Chinese CDC's emergency center, plays down the human-to-human transmission threat on state television. Quote, he says, after careful screening and prudent judgment, we have reached the latest understanding that the risk of human-to-human transmission is low. Incredible. February 6th. Citizen journalist and former human rights lawyer Chen Qixi disappears in Wuhan after posting mobile phone videos of packed hospitals and distraught families. 3 days later, citizen journalist and local businessman Fang Bin disappears after posting videos from Wuhan that circulated widely on Chinese social media. Just disappeared. February 15th. Activist Zhu Xingyang arrested after nearly 2 months on the run after he published a February 4th essay calling on Xi Jinping, the Chinese premier, to step down for suppressing information on the Wuhan virus. That's from NPR. NPR. Before they started being propagandists for the Chinese communist state. The next day, Tsinghua University professor Zhu Shanheng is placed under house arrest, barred from social media, and cut off from the internet after publishing an essay declaring that, quote, the coronavirus epidemic has revealed the rotten core of Chinese government. Wow. Just another country, right? 3 days later, Beijing revokes the press credentials of three Wall Street Journal reporters who had widely covered the outbreak, including one who was reporting from Wuhan. March 14th, entrepreneur and activist Ren Jingguang disappears in Beijing after criticizing Xi Jinping and his coronavirus response. That's March. I'm going to stop there. We're going to write an article where you will get all the information, the documentation, the source notes, the links, to demonstrate to you that this is a propaganda war as much as it is about our nation's response to a viral outbreak. The question remains, is our response right? Is it proportionate? Here is the president's economics and trade advisor, Larry Kudlow, on Fox News with his expression of the same problem. Cut 7.
We can't shut in the economy. The economic cost to individuals is just too great. So let's see how this thing plays out. More testing is essential, and we're loading up with tests now. That's going to be a big help. But the president is right. The cure can't be worse than the disease, and we're going to have to make some difficult trade-offs. I'm not the spokesman. I don't want to get ahead of the story. I spoke to the president about this very subject late last evening. So we'll be looking at a number of different things. Let's give it another week.
He is clearly also frustrated with those who are calling for a disproportionate response to the threat. And we will see what happens in exactly 7 days' time. When the 15-day target is reached, we will know whether or not we've broken the back of the spread and whether the response is proportionate or not. In the meantime, please rely upon sources you can trust. Stick to broadcast from Salem Radio, others that have proven themselves in the past to be reliable. Don't react to something somebody DM'd you, some meme, some anonymous tidbit of information. And as always, stick to reliable internet sources. Listen to the president's briefings, listen to Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, and stick to whitehouse.gov, cdc.gov, and coronavirus.gov. We're going to take your calls next. Mark, Jeff, Vince, don't go anywhere. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We're having problems with our live streaming on YouTube today. Could be because everybody's teleworking, or so many are. In the meantime, Facebook, also Instagram TV. We'll have all 3 hours of the show, and you can always catch it on our website, sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA.com.
ReliefFactor.com studios. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
They say that everything's relative. Well, many things, not everything. Truth isn't. But your state in life, the conditions in which you live, you can always find or often find somebody who's worse off than you. And that's why I think so many of you have called in, have gone to our website to support the children right now in Guatemala, where they are suffering worse malnutrition than in Haiti. Food for the Poor is doing amazing things this Easter season, and it's thanks to you. Take a moment if you wish to give back. If you wish to be a modern missionary, remember what our Lord said to us, "Come unto me, the little children. We help orphans, widows, prisoners, and above all, the children." Please, if you want to give, any amount makes a difference. It's all tax deductible. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Feed the Starving Families banner and give today. Just one figure, $80, thanks to Food for the Poor, will provide food and water for a child for a year, a whole year. You can call them if you prefer, 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Any donation makes a difference. Please, it just takes a moment. Please go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Feed the Starving banners. I thank you, and the children you will be helping thank you as well. Now let's go back to your calls. Let's go to line two, Mark, Cleveland. Welcome to America First.
Dr. Gorka, thank you very much. I'm sorry we got cut off again. I don't know what's going on, but this is a wine-free commercial, even though I'd like a vodka tonic shaken, not stirred, as I clean my 9mm high-power Browning and my CZ75.
You have a very good taste in sidearms.
Oh, it's a fine firearm.
They both are, the CZ75.
Duran going right now, View to a Kill.
Oh, you're a stylish individual, Mark. What brings you to our shores today?
Well, I wanted to, first of all, but you played it already, and I actually have it recorded. I appreciated your coronavirus timetable, but I'll move fast here for you.
Yes.
That when this is over with, and the Chinese silencing of these whistleblowers, you know, and their secrecy and their carelessness are all exposed to their detriment, they're going to be a pariah to 140 some different countries, probably the whole world, especially now that it's being revealed how they're involved and financially injecting themselves in other countries such as Italy and Iran. I watched this 3 years ago down in Africa where they're setting up factories, bringing in all their own people.
Yes.
And it's something we got to wake up to. And
if we don't wake up now, Mark, then we never will. This has to be a global moment where we wake up and we say, China, bad guys. Not the Chinese people, but the communist regime, absolutely bad guys.
No, I lived in Taiwan for 2.5 years. The Chinese, they're wonderful people. They were so... I just want to finish and say, Hezky Den, which is Czech for have a nice day, doctor.
Dziękuję bardzo. Thank you very much, Mark. And get back to cleaning your high power and your CZ-75 and watching your James Bond flick. That's the right thing to be doing. Let's go to line four, Vince, Louisville, Kentucky. Welcome, Vince.
Hello, Dr. Gorka.
Hi.
I'm happy for your show. You've done a great job this last year.
Thank you.
You know, I'm in the financial world, and $2,000 billion, okay, $2 trillion,
yeah.
That's a lot of dollars.
It is, and it's ours. It's all ours, Vince. It's our money.
Yeah. And you know, when you send out, you know, millions of checks to people, you know, for you know, 1,000 plus another couple thousand, you know that a lot of that money is going to find its way into the Mexican cartel just from, you know, cocaine, heroin, crystal meth, marijuana. Look all over the country and the overdosing that's going on and who controls the drugs coming into the country. I would, for $2,000 billion, I would much rather see Trump mail all those same people, instead of mailing them a check, mail them a pill pack, you know, of the concoction of the hydroxychloroquine and a Z-Pack. I mean, you could probably do that for $10. You're talking $3.5 billion.
Yeah, but that's not going to save their jobs. That aid package isn't there to cure people because we only have, you know, thousands, not 320 million people. This is an economic measure, not a health measure.
No, I mean, tell them to go back to work. And if you get sick, then just open your pill pack and stay home. But otherwise, everybody needs to get back to work.
No, you're right, Vince, and I appreciate the call, but I think it's really about what Tommy Binion said in the last hour from the Heritage Foundation. We need to keep these people attached to those companies that are struggling or going under right now. The idea, whether or not they've got medicine, they'll get the medicine. Nobody in America is going to go without the vaccine or the prophylactic if needed. Nobody in America. This is America. But the idea is now we've got to staunch the sucking chest wound that is the economy because we shut it down 8 days ago. That's the priority, Vince. Thank you for calling. Let's go to our buddy in Houston, Jeff. Welcome back to America First.
Howdy, Dr. Gorka. First of all, military medicine is outstanding.
Yes.
I'm wondering how they're doing keeping outfits like the 2nd Infantry Division of South Korea, the Air Force, and the Marines in Okinawa, keeping them ready and keeping them healthy.
Well, there have been some announcements in the press about measures that have been taken with regards to our troops in Korea, some kind of quarantining that's going underway. I'm sure that, you know, everywhere that is a higher risk, they're taking requisite measures, especially those people who are going to be on the front lines. Here in D.C., they were setting up some tents at a stadium that could be used for primary health screening to put some take the pressure off certain hospitals. I know anybody who's working as military in those facilities, they will be looked after very well. But you're right, Jeff. You know, this isn't about the VA. This is about the very, very serious people that work in military health that will be working very, very hard right now for all of us.
Well, I hope so. I think they might see this as a training opportunity and actually exploit it for that.
No, I think you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Because, you know, this is whether you're in Chem Bio, whether you're working in some kind of other medical facility, this is exactly what you've been prepared for. And remember, a biological agent, whether it's man-made, whether it's been tweaked by an enemy, or whether it's natural, the way you deal with it, the way you respond to it in terms of isolation, in terms of decontamination, is exactly the same. So thank you, Jeff, for making us remember it's not just about those that are civilians in the health industry. It's not just about the truckers that are keeping our arteries running with the things we need to keep this country ticking. It's also the military professionals who are working very hard as force multipliers, including in the reserves,
and very importantly in New York State and elsewhere, the National Guard. Thank you, Jeff, for reminding us of that very, very important point. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Please get the latest updates on everything you need to know at the sources, the sites you can rely upon. Go to our website, sebgorka.com, for the updates. Check out cdc.gov, coronavirus.gov, and whitehouse.gov. Next here on America First, Dennis Prager's PragerU, represented by Will Witt.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the Battle for 1600.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Now more than ever, we need to support American businesses. If you support the people that we have as sponsors on this show, then these radio shows are made possible. It's really quite that easy. One of the greatest, he's actually one of our guest hosts, is Mike Lindell, a great American patriot. And because you're part of our family, Mike's giving you the biggest discount he has ever offered on his remarkable products. 60% off if you use my name on his premium My Pillows, the mattress toppers, the travel pillows, the body pillows, even the pet beds, and then the special two-for-one offer on his luxurious Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets. Rest your head on one of his pillows. They never lose their shape. They never get hot, and they're so good the president uses them. Go to mypillow.com, 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com. Secret code G-O-R-K-A. I'm very excited to always welcome anybody on this show from the Prager Universe. And of course, Prager University is one of the most important institutions out there, pushing back on the political correctness that has tried to throttle the founding principles of our nation, but is failing, thanks to people like Will Witt. Will Witt, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. What is your formal title, Will Witt?
It's kind of strange. We like to say media personality, but then I'll also be social media influencer. It's a lot of different things.
Media personality. The guy with the cool hair. I think we'll just call you the guy with the very solid hairdo. You can follow him on Twitter at TheWillWit. We've got you on the show because the culture war doesn't stop for the coronavirus. The culture war doesn't somehow slink into abeyance just because things are crazy right now in DC and across the nation. And I saw a video of yours maybe last week. And first things first, where was this video taken, Will?
So this video was taken at Cal State LA. So you know, when you go to a university in California, there's bound to be something with leftists there.
Okay, so Cal State LA, we're gonna roll the video and the audio right now. And it's really quite remarkable. It's a little bit like a Monty Python skit from the 60s. Let's play the video of Will Witt at Cal State. Play video.
I can go.
Could you remove these two from the campus, please?
The reason?
Because they're here to fearmonger students, and that's not okay.
Fearmonger?
Yeah. Because these are people who are coming in and instigating and terrorizing our students on this campus, and that's not okay. Think at all that
are they telling you that you can't leave the area? Are they threatening you specifically in any way?
Not specifically. They're threatening me with their language, with their ideals.
Unfortunately, I mean, if your ideals or their language isn't conformed to what you're thinking is, that's freedom of speech is.
It's not
so
my
if
thinking.
You agree with something, he agrees with something else. You guys agree to disagree.
As long as they're not taking you against your will,
right.
As long as they're not threatening you physically, they're allowed to have their opinion just as much as you're allowed to have yours. So there's nothing you guys can do?
No, sir, that's freedom of speech.
So that means they're allowed to terrorize students by using
once
their...
Once again, terrorize is the word that you're using. That's your opinion.
So that was Will Witt holding a microphone and a camera towards a student who was talking to two very reasonable police officers. Will Witt, have you ever seen such reasonable police officers arguing for freedom of speech on a California campus?
No, it was a very rare moment. You know, the guy called the campus security and they were walking over to us and I'm like, oh, here we go. The campus security aren't going to support the First Amendment. They're going to be totally against us. And then they came and talked to this kid and they were so reasonable. And I actually, the day after, I called the university and I said, hey, I just want to thank those two police officers on campus. They did an amazing job upholding the First Amendment. I really, really appreciate them. So it was shocking for sure.
And what was it that you were doing that was so terrorizing to that poor snowflake, Will Witt?
Yeah, we were actually there just talking to people about socialism. So we were going up to students and we were asking them to define socialism. The full video is on prageru.com if you want to see that whole video. We were able to change a ton of minds and have great conversations. Even the socialists we talked to, we had great conversations with them and no one's getting mad at each other. And so we talked to them about socialism and then defining capitalism and then educating them on the issues. And apparently that's terrorizing.
Terrorizing. God bless you. I have to watch the full video. Going to a California university and asking the students, can you define socialism? And then getting a couple of them to actually come over to your side. That's why Prager University is so important. Support PragerU. Go to Prager University. Check out that organization. Follow them at Twitter. And in the meantime, follow our special guest, Will Witt. He's a media personality. He's a social media influencer. And he's at the Will Witt on Twitter. Back with Will in a moment. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network across the nation. Now more than ever, please, please look after yourself. Practice social distancing. Make sure that if you have elder members of your family, that they are supported as well. And also look after yourself. That's why I take Balance of Nature, to make sure that I get that extra 10, that extra 15% of health in my diet every single day. Right now, it's tough to go out and get everything you want. I get it. If you get Balance of Nature, you're supporting your immune system. And also, every time you take those six little capsules, three red ones for fruit, three green ones for vegetables, you are taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. That's essential right now. Please try Balance of Nature right now. Use my name to get 35% off free and free shipping on your first preferred order when you go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. Special code in either case, G-O-R-K-A. And best of all, when you become a Balance of Nature customer, you will get free access to a health coach at the end of a phone line. Do it right now. I take it every day. So should you. Balanceofnature.com, special code Gorka. Back with Prager University's Will Witt.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
We are back with Prager University's Will Witt. Support this organization, PragerU.com. Billions of views of this incredible platform targeting millennials, telling them the truth about the founding principles of this republic and pushing back on the insane political correctness that has taken over our campuses. And one of the men who's going into those trenches is our guest, Will Witt. Follow him at the Will Witt. Will, we need to talk about your new documentary, your first ever documentary. But first things first, I have a question about the current actuality. I'm a little bit curious. We are seeing massive, massive government intervention. We're talking billions, trillions. Is the current situation, what is your expectation? Will the younger generation wake up when we come out of this and say, you know what? Maybe big government
isn't the best when it comes to fixing things. What is Will Witt's expectation for when we come out of the other side of the Wuhan Chinese coronavirus crisis?
I will say this is a little anecdotal, but I talked to so many people in California. If you're not aware, when you go and buy a gun, there's a 10-day rule.
Yes.
And you have to wait 10 days to get a gun. It's a ridiculous thing. And so I have all these people who are on the left and people I see on Twitter and actually just people who I know here in California who are like, why did we put this into place? Why do I have to wait 10 days? I want.
So now they're complaining. Now they realize that this is a problem.
Right. But now they only put these things in place, all these leftist principles in California and about guns and across the country, because it feels good for them. They don't think that these things will ever actually affect their lives until they do. Now we're in this pandemic and things like gun rights and immigration with open borders, like all these things are starting to affect them, and now they're freaking out. And I think there's going to be a big awakening where they're like, wow, all the things that I thought before are actually wrong. So I see a lot of actual good changes in people's mentality coming out of this.
I saw a video on social media at the weekend of a rather, the language was rather salty. It was a California gun store owner saying, no, paying extra will not get you your gun faster. You should have thought about that before we changed the legislation. So there are a lot of pushback going on right now. Will, you have created, I think it's your first documentary. I am a big documentary film buff. It's about a certain trend we're seeing out west. Tell our listeners across the nation about Will Witt's first ever documentary film.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride. We made Fleeing California, my first mini documentary ever. PragerU plans to make a lot more, but this one is all about how leftist policies have destroyed the state of California. I mean, you look at this place, high taxes, high business regulations, homelessness, one in five people in poverty. I mean, it's really turned into the exact opposite of what the Golden State represents. And the second half of the mini documentary goes on to explain why Texas is a far better alternative. You know, low regulations, low taxes, people have freedom in Texas. And it just goes to show how conservative principles beat out leftist principles every time.
And who do you talk to? Do you talk to young people or old generations when you're examining this phenomenon of people escaping California?
Yeah, all sorts of people, and we were able to get some really cool interviews. We got Tommy Lahren in the documentary. We got Senator Ted Cruz. We got Chuck DeVore, the Texas Policy Foundation, and a lot of other people. So it was just – we're extremely grateful for all the people we talked to. And we actually got one guy who owned a small business in California who talks about just how insane it is and how terrible it is. And then we got a guy who moved his business from California to Texas and how much more success he's now had being in a different state.
But isn't there also this phenomena, you're seeing this in Arizona as well, that the people who are escaping California, a lot of them don't really understand why they're leaving or why they took that decision. And as such, they bring some of their cultural proclivities to the new state they've moved to, and they change the political makeup. We've seen this in Austin, Texas. Did you examine, or could that be the next subject of your documentary, of how these states are at times actually importing bad political habits from the outside?
Yeah, that's something we didn't talk about too much in the mini documentary. If you go to PragerU.com, you can watch the whole thing, Fleeing California. But I will say that actually the people who are leaving California and moving to Texas, in the past 10 years, 5 million people have left California.
Wow.
600,000 of those have moved to Texas. And those are actually mostly conservatives. So mostly conservatives are leaving Texas. A lot of the people who are on the left are coming from and moving to places like Texas and Arizona are actually from like New York, Illinois. But in California, it's mostly the conservatives who are leaving, and leaving it so that now it's going to be all just leftists in California with their little utopia here.
Yes.
And me.
And their 10-day waits for guns they want to buy if anything really gets hairy out there. It's called Fleeing California. It's by Will Witt. It's with PragerU. Prager University, one of the most important organizations out there, along with Turning Point USA, that is pushing back on the insanity of political correctness on the campuses in the high schools. In the last minute we have with Will Witt, Will, what's your gut sensation? You're out there with a camera, with a microphone. How is the right doing? Are we winning? Have we turned the tide, or do we still have a lot of work to do?
I mean, the left is still winning. I mean, we look at the numbers on social media versus, you know, some of PragerU's competitors. I mean, we get millions of views, but something like a Now This, BuzzFeed, AJ Plus, they're just totally beating us. And so it's more important than ever that things like PragerU videos are shared all over social media, that people listen to your show and get conservative views out there. My number one thing that I tell everybody is to never sacrifice your values for anything or anyone, because if you don't say what you believe or stick up for what you believe in, everything's going to continue to get worse. You have to be strong about what you believe in so that we can fight back against the leftist dogma that is taking over this country. We have to stand up, and if we do that, there's a lot of hope.
As I was prepping for the show, I realized Will Witt, media, celebrity, social media influencer, you don't even have a blue tick mark as verified on Twitter.
I'm actually kind of glad about that, because I hate the...
Are you going to say that Gawker's a member of the Twitterati blue check mafia?
Yes, exactly. I hate your Twitter now, I have to say.
It's official. He has to.
Yeah. It just feels very almost pretentious in a way with, like, all these, you know, journalists, blue check mark leftists who always put their opinions on things. You know what I mean?
I do, but some
use that as like it means pseudo intellectualism.
But some of us are good guys. Please support. Thank you. Support this man's work, Dennis Prager's work. Prager, you truly very, very important, and we have a lot of work to do because this is a war. In fact, it's a war for America's soul. God bless you, Will Witt. Keep doing what you do, and check out this man's documentary, Fleeing California. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, across the nation, live streaming YouTube, Facebook, on more than 200 radio stations, more than 2 million listeners, a million followers on social media. Thank you for your support, all of you. We are always, as ever, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you are suffering from daily pain, why don't you try something different? I just mailed a large bag of Relief Factor to a friend of mine in the UK who just woke up one morning with a bad knee, and his doctor says it's probably arthritis. Well, I said, how about trying something that's natural, is going to have no negative side effects, and attacks pain at the source, which is the inflammation. That's Relief Factor. That's how I'm free of my lower back pain issue now for 15 months. That's why after I had my recent knee surgery, I took a triple dose of Relief Factor and got off those synthetic painkillers as soon as I can. Find out if it can work for you by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. And join the tens of thousands of Americans who are getting their lives back because Relief Factor works for them. Find out right now. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Don't touch that dial.
A man, a legend, a legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Yes, indeed, legal immigrant. My friends, never let your eye come off the ball. We have to deal with this crisis, and it has become a crisis, but it is in a broader context, and that's why we had Will Witt on the show. The broader context is the culture war, the war for the soul of our nation. You're seeing the left use this crisis to their own political ends. We mustn't let them get away with it. In the meantime, we prioritize the 5-meter target. What is the 5-meter target? Breaking the back of the coronavirus. The 15-day attempt to make sure the spread is contained. Let's listen to the public service announcement from Dr. Birx, Dr. Fauci, and Surgeon General Adams, Jerome Adams. Let's make sure all of us take it seriously. Play cut video 2.
Social distancing is what we refer to when we ask people to stay at least 6 feet apart.
Staying away from people whom you might get coronavirus from or who are at high risk and whom you might spread coronavirus to.
You can socially distance yourself from people in social settings by not going to bars, not going to restaurants, not going to theaters where there are a lot of people. It all just means physical separation so that you have a space between you and others who might actually be infected or infect you.
It's really crucial to understand why this is important. You may feel absolutely fine. You may have no symptoms. You may never
never have any symptoms, but you could be a carrier of the Wuhan virus, which means that you could pass it to somebody else. And if we maintain the social distancing 6 feet or more, then it is nigh impossible for you to transmit what you are carrying to another person, especially somebody who is in one of the endangered categories, over the age of 65 with pre-existing conditions affecting their lungs, their heart. Let's make sure these people are protected. That's why these 15 days and social distancing are so very, very crucial. In the meantime, as I said at the opening of the show, please ignore the rumors, the audio files being sent by anonymous nurses, the my friend at the DOD met somebody who, I know somebody who works at the Department of Homeland Security. Stop. Only take actions, only make decisions based upon information that you can verify as the real deal. As such, as in the video I mentioned that I made this weekend, stick to whitehouse.gov for your information, cdc.gov, and coronavirus.gov. That's whitehouse.gov, cdc.gov, and coronavirus.gov. And as always, my friends, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, never give up, never give in, and especially now, this time of national emergency, God bless you all, and stay frosty.